Blog Talk Radio.
Shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. We encourage you to visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com, our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, our online Bible college at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.riversofrevival.com. And as we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, according to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. We will share with you tonight our statement of faith. We believe in the Bible to be inspired and only infallible word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the church of God, which is in Christ at his return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive power of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts 2 verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose dwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark 16, verses 17 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Beloved, You are not being sent to the world empty-handed. The Lord told me that He is not sending you, His people, to the world empty-handed. Rather, that signs and wonders would follow them that believe. And let us take a look at Mark 16, verses 15 through 18, which says, And He said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. You are not empty-handed, beloved. Rather, you have all the resources of heaven at your disposal. The Word of God says, Your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Luke 12, verse 32 says, Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It's God's desire to make available to you everything that you need. His kingdom has every resource to overcome the enemy. When you go to the world, you have power available to you regarding and everything that you will face. God has so equipped the Christian and Himself through the person of the Holy Spirit within us. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 through 20. That surely the world will take notice of the weakness of Christ, accompanied by the powerful evidence that God has given us to affirm this truth. You must go, beloved. The Lord is sending you to the world. It can be your community, your family, your job, carnal churches, and the city. With His message and not what church has become, many of God's ministers and laity have hid in the church building afraid to go to the world. This will not be your legacy. For as Jesus Christ was sent, He sends you also. John 17 verse 18 says, As thou hast sent me into the world, Even so, I also sent them into the world. I encourage you, brethren, to go forth and do the will of the Lord, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world, and honor the Great Commission.
Lord,
Heavenly Father, we come into your presence tonight, and we submit to you tonight, dear Lord, as sinners repenting of our sins. Father, we pray that you have mercy upon us, O Lord, we beseech you. We pray, O Lord, that our eyes will be open to the vision of God for our lives and ministry. We pray that there be no stumbling blocks to the call that God has on our lives. We pray that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. We pray, O God, for the warring and protecting angels to encamp around us, our ministries, and our families. We pray that the Lord will protect and guide us from every plot, every device, and every scheme of the enemies. We pray that we will prove God through obedience in giving our tithes and our offerings. We pray that as we sow bountifully, we will also reap bountifully, knowing that we have all sufficiency in all things. We pray and give thanks unto the Lord for the provisions to build his kingdom and for the work we are called to accomplish here on earth. We pray for divine health and healing to our bodies, our soul, and our spirits. We pray that we will find life and health as we continue to put in God's word. We pray, O Lord, as we continue to put in your word, that we would not only be strengthened in the inner man, but also in the outer man. Right now we thank you for hearing our petitions, and we thank you for the authority through Jesus Christ, because your word says in Matthew 16, verse 19, "And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind and command every spirit to loose their hold of our lives. We bind and cast out every spirit of oppression, spirit of depression, spirit of unforgiveness, spirit of bitterness, spirit of anger, spirit of false burdens and weights, spirit of heaviness, spirit of slothfulness, spirits of complacency, spirit of laziness, spirit of fear, doubt, unbelief, confusion, deception, disobedience, hindering spirits, greed, selfishness, lack, poverty and insufficiency, sickness and infirmity, accidents, injury, distractions, discouragement, spirit of inadequacy, delay, fear of stepping into God-ordained call, fear of approval, spirit that would bring discontent into the era that we are called to serve, spiritual abortion, selfish ambition, competition, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, lying and deceiving spirits, resistance and bondage, false dreams and visions, spirit of Antichrist, spirit of Jezebel, spirit of strife, spirit of contention, debating, discord, spirit of Asherah, witchcraft, Absalom's spirit, anarchy, rebellion, pride, anti-submission, divination, accuser of the brethren, lying and deceiving spirits and manipulation, false prophet spirit, self-righteousness spirit, counterfeit spirits, religious tradition, lawfulness, powers and principalities, strong man, strong oaths, rebellion, division. In the name of Jesus, I command you to loose your hold, for it is written, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall any means hurt me." Lord, in the name of Jesus, we loose love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, grace, and strength, for vision, healing, garment of praise, favor, love, power, and a sound mind, liberty in the spirit, safety, protection, grace, wisdom, peace of God, forgiveness, trust, divine wisdom, strength of God, knowledge and understanding, holiness, humility, faithfulness, trust, godly focus, discernment, godly contentment, courage, boldness, righteousness, a spirit of excellence, art of sacrifice, a repent and contrite heart, steadfastness, perseverance, obedience, submission to godly authority, spiritual hearing and vision, the direction of the Lord, godly strategy, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the angelic host, warring and protecting angels through prophetic gifting, unity, the infallible word of God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we release them, O God, and we submit to you tonight, God. No weapons formed against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you and we lift you up as we proclaim your Son, Jesus Christ, throughout the world. Amen.
Of thy nakedness do not appear,
and anoint thine eyes with eye salt, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. I must remind you once again that we will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. And we encourage you to support our online bookstores at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. All proceeds from the sales of materials in the bookstore will go toward the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we encourage you to support us. God bless you tonight as we continue. Tonight's lesson will be, and I must ask this question, are you lukewarm? And this is in the series of understanding the book of Revelation. We must remind you also that our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's book of Acts. We encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. In the United States, the fallout from the economy and the economic, social, and personal problems facing people today, including the specter of job loss, keeps many running to find a solution, but not turning to the Lord. Even professing Christians are finding their love for the Lord waxing cold as they pray lately in some of the church's largest organization and ministries. A strange phenomenon is taking place. Ceremonies more reminiscent of Catholic masses are taking place. Christian pastors and bishops, dressed as bishops, archbishops, and cardinals, with splendid royal robes, with staffs in hand, and mitres upon their heads, as they try to outdo the other in authority and religious stature. Some have even allowed themselves to be addressed as Your Holiness and Your Eminence. The word Eminence means one of supreme rank and authority. This is such a serious time to fall into the deception of pride when the Lord's coming is closer now than ever before. It is a frightening thing to steal the Lord's glory and drape oneself with it in an attempt to distinguish one's self among one's peers. While we should give respect and have due appreciation for those who serve honorably in the Lord's service, God has reserved His glory for Himself. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 29 says, that no flesh should glory in His presence. Matthew 6 verse 13b clause, for thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory, forever. Amen. 1 Peter 5 verse 3 says, neither has been lords over God's heritage, but being ensamples to the flock. Such is the state of the church. And unto the angels of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salt, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. What is lukewarm? The Bible describes it as being neither cold nor hot. Cold water is refreshing, and hot water is cleansing. Lukewarm is neither, and because it is not committed to a particular temperature, it is not the preferred choice by many, except in the most extreme conditions. A cold person has decided to stay put and not engage in dialogue or participation. A hot person, however, has decided to give their all to a goal or purpose and move forward with zeal, initiatives, and vigor. A lukewarm person does not fully commit themselves. They have decided neither to go their all in the Lord's service to clearly turn away. They give the impression that they are available, but falter in giving or fully committed effort. They feel middle ground is best, because they are divided in their loyalties. They generally have little enthusiasm, little conviction, little support, or little interest in anything but their own self-interested desires. Their lips say, Lord, Lord, but their hearts are far from Him. Lukewarm also is a Christian who is led by their carnal nature and not the Spirit of God. We can serve in a ministry by singing, teaching, preaching, or otherwise, but still refuse to give the Lord full sway in our hearts. We can resist the Spirit's urging us to yield, refusing to grow in the knowledge of Him in righteousness, agape love, and Holy Spirit-led service. We can love God because He is good, but not have His love in us, which makes us good. Instead, we stubbornly hold on to our own ways and ideas because they support our goals, with still attributing our lives to Him. A lukewarm Christian can have lost their true love for the Lord and instead enjoy the pomp and formality of ecclesiastical gatherings that show the pride, talent, and glory of religious men. They may feel they have no lack, because in their self-satisfied state, their flesh has lulled them into complacency. They are busy for God and accepted by their constituencies. However, they mistake their pride and ambition as a zeal for more of God. In reality, they are no longer pursuing the Lord because they feel they already have Him and they are His chosen. As we saw in the examples we read previously, when a person is lukewarm, they exhibit carnal attitudes and behavior that seem to them to be quite acceptable. They are no longer sensitive. To our contrary, these things are to the nature of Christ. Galatians 5 verse 17 says, For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Lukewarm attitude. Beloved, are you lukewarm? These will give us an assessment of our spiritual temperature. Does God's work have to be made comfortable for you to do it? Or do you complain if you feel God's work is inconveniencing you? 2 Timothy 2 verse 3 says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Does the message have to be entertaining to hold your attention? 2 Timothy 4 verses 3 through 4 says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables." Do we have a tendency to measure the worth of a person by their looks, dress, mannerism, or by their character and integrity? Are we impressed with the outward and obvious of the inward man? Isaiah 11 verses 3 says, "And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears." Can we receive the truth and not be offended of the person who actually said it to us? Or can we only receive the truth when it comes from someone who is worthy in our eyes, someone who rates our respect? Beloved, James 2 verses 1 through 4 says, "My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring in goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, Sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, Stand thou there, or sit under my footstool, are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are becoming judges of evil thoughts?" Do we feel there is a separation between what is our church life and what is our real life? Colossians 3 verse 2 through 4 says, Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Do we have sacred cows in our lives we don't want touched or sacrificed? Hebrews 12 verse 1 says, "Wherefore seeing we also are compassed about so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." Do we excuse our sins, our faults and shortcomings, but condemn others for the very same thing? Matthew 7 verses 2 through 5 says, "For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, ye shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, Let me pull out the mote of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eyes. Do we feel it doesn't take all that? That fringe Christian makes salvation a lot harder than it's supposed to be. 2 Peter 1 verses 5 through 11 says, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you, and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence and make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When we hear a message, do we think of all the people who really needs to hear it, and forget to apply it to ourselves? Dearly beloved, James 1, verses 21 through 25 says, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful ear, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Are we afraid to be ostracized and rejected by the world for openly witnessing and living for God? Mark 8, verse 38 says, whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also the Son of Man be ashamed, when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Moses valued suffering with the people of God rather than enjoying the pleasures of Pharaoh's wealth for a season. Hebrews 11 verses 24 to 26 says, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Are you conditioned? Do we adjust our spiritual temperature to suit our surroundings? Just like an air conditioner can adjust the uncomfortable environment of an indoor space we feel is too hot or stuffy, Do we cool off because we make people feel uncomfortable? Because we are too zealous for God or too stuffy? Our traditional moral values and behaviors? Acts 5 verse 28 to 29 says, "The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe." That's Proverbs 29 verse 25. A fire can adjust its temperature to such an extent that it is placed in cold water that is slowly being eaten to the boiling point. A frog will adjust to its temperature, not realizing it is being boiled alive. We should not be a thermometer, registering the surrounding spiritual temperature and adjusting to it. We should be thermostats, allowing the Holy Spirit to set the temperature to us on our jobs, in our homes, our churches. People will be either drawn to the heat or burned by the Holy Spirit conviction. However, a lukewarm Christian can severely affect and even neutralize the spiritual impact of any Christ-centered endeavor. More lukewarm attitudes. Do we have our own opinion about what the Word of God clearly states? Beloved, we will take a short break and come right back. We appear to be having some technical difficulties at this time. So we will continue on this spiritual journey. It is righteousness, or is righteousness an option and not a mandate in all things? As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because as it is written, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." Are you quick to forgive and extend the benefit of doubt? Or do you keep score of all offenses?
I must tell Jesus,
praise be to God, be thankful.
If I but ask him, he will deliver.
Welcome once again to the Oath of Christ Ministries Present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. Matthew 11, verse 25 through 26 says, "And when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive you. Forgive your trespasses." Does the pursuit of worldly goods keep you from heavenly devotion? Are we fulfilled doing the work of the Lord? For the Lord's sake alone, or only when we are recognized for it? Proverbs 29, verse 26 says, "Many seek the ruler's favor, but every man's judgment cometh from the Lord." When the Lord sends us somewhere to be taught, do we go to change that place by our so-called great anointing? Or do we go to be changed? The first attitude shows pride and arrogance. The other demonstrates humility. Again, I am a child of God. I'm supposed to only have the best. It is not faith to settle for less. But Proverbs 16 verse 18 warns us, "Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall." We don't have to worry about sin anymore. The grace of God takes care of that. Romans 6 verse 1 through 2 says, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin, that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we, that are dead to sin, live any longer therein?" Beloved, grace is not a cover for sin. It is to enable a saint to stand against sin. Do we have a casual, carefree mindset about the times we live in? Have we allowed the apathy of times we live in settle upon us? Do we have an "it's not so serious as they say" attitude? Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Are we preparing for the coming of our Lord? 1 John 3, verse 2 through 3 says, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure." Do we have this hope, this expectancy in us? Are we diligently looking for and expecting his return, and not procrastinating, not wasting time, like some who believes that his return is someday, one day, or maybe not in their lifetime, and continue to desire the pursuits of their generation, Are we being proactive in regards to our conduct, our activities, by purging ourselves, checking our hearts, and our life's concentration? Are we making certain we are not found slack and lacking at his return? The effectual Christian is fervent, diligent, and faithful to make their calling and election sure. Beloved, I will ask you one more time, are you lukewarm? Are you lukewarm? As we continue on this spiritual journey, and as we come to the conclusion of this lesson for tonight, are you lukewarm? I would like to extend an invitation to you tonight to search yourselves and to ask yourselves, am I lukewarm? And be honest with yourself. And if the answer is yes, then we must repent of our sins. I would like to extend an invitation to you tonight to join me on the Roman road to salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted him and turned away from him, I encourage you to turn away from the sins of the world and to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior tonight. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 11, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 16, verse 24 says, he said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. Tonight, Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For those who turn away from him, he is waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. I am asking you tonight to renew your commitment in Jesus Christ. Romans 3 verse 10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3 verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6 verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 10 verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Beloved, salvation is a gift, and you can receive this very minute, if you'll admit you are a sinner and ask Jesus to come into your life and to save you. God wants to give you the best gift ever offered anyone. Why not accept him now? Will you pray this prayer with me? Heavenly Father, have mercy on me, a sinner. I believe in you and that your word is true. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and that he died on the cross so that I may now have forgiveness for my sins and eternal life. I know that without you in my heart, my life is meaningless. I know that Jesus Christ can save me, and he is the only one who can save me. I believe in my heart that you, Lord God, raised him from the dead. Dear Lord, forgive me for every sin I have ever committed or have done in my heart. I am sorry for my sins. Right now, I ask Jesus Christ to come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. I pray this prayer. Amen. Dearly beloved, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way to peace and happiness. However, salvation is not mental. It is of the heart. When you are truly born again, there is something in you that will cause you to be different. Your goals, your motives, your attitudes, and your actions will begin to change. While this does not mean that you will never make mistakes again, it does mean that you will not purposely or knowingly continue to sin. God's word is truth and life to your spirit. Your spirit needs to be fed and nourished. It is very important that you become part of and regularly attend a Bible-believing church that is filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, where the power of God is the action to feed the Spirit of God that is in the new you. We at House of Christ Ministries would be honored to have you as a part of this ministry. It is also important for you to learn God's Word by reading the Bible on a regular basis. Start by reading the book of John. proceed to the book of Matthew and then read the entire New Testament. It is also important that you receive sound teaching. We encourage you to become part of our ministry. Currently, we are internet-based ministry. God is always with you. So praying to God in Jesus' name and talking to God will bring you closer to His presence. Singing songs of praise. Answer questions and point you in the right direction. We encourage you, beloved, that without regard for your past, you are welcome to the family of God. It doesn't matter what you have done, we welcome you. Please write to us at House of Christ Ministries. PO Box 30371, New York 11003. Continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I encourage you to support this ministry. You could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371. Elmont, New York, 11003. We encourage you to visit our social Christian network at www.myhocn.ning.com. And our Christian bookstore at House of Christ Bookstore, www.houseofchristbookstore.com. Our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. Our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. And you can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.reverseofrevival.com. Beloved, we appear to be having some technical difficulties, and we are not able to. I think we are getting back on track. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Give praises to Him. As we conclude our show tonight, we thank you for tuning in. And we pray that this was a blessing to you tonight, and that you would be regenerated, be revived, and ask yourself the question, am I lukewarm? God bless you for tuning in. But I would like to remind you before I go, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. God bless you. Please join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. Once again, www.blogtalkradio.com/REDDavis. Thank you for tuning in to our show. We pray that it was a blessing for you tonight. And we pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to dwell within you. God bless you, and good night.